I'm Dorothy Singh with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Let me get straight to the point. Recently, I did a video, Habakkuk and Fiddler on the Roof. I've actually done two recently where I've discussed the city of Mosul and the things about Jonah being there, because Mosul is encapsulates Nineveh. And I've discussed that. Obviously, I've done a lot of things in studying that region, mostly Syria, but Iraq and Iran. You know, when my friend Chris Prince brought up Habakkuk, we both read it. I can say it's short. We both read it. We discussed it. And then I did a video of it, because when I studied, you know, I'm a little different than I used to be. I study the original languages, not well, but as best as I can as a novice. But even as a novice, get wondrous things out of it. But when I was studying the one verse, verse 5, I think it is, of chapter 1, I found, which is often the case, a word is repeated. Sometimes, you know, subtle changes, slight change of, what we'd say, slight change of tense. And what I saw was wonder of wonders. And of course, it reminded me of the song from Fiddler on the Roof. And so, I you know, and that song, as I said in the video, was on my mind since the 1970s, because I wanted to live it. And as I point out in the video, because of the grace of the Lord, I felt that wonder. May 19th, 1990. But this all this has happened, and you know, I understand. I put the video out. I don't think it was one of my better ones, because I do believe my content has gotten to be pretty good. The presentation quality has improved, but is still lacking. I have concerns about consistency and things of that nature. Consistency in the flow. The flow isn't right. But I want to get better, because I want to communicate better as an act of love. To my joy, I don't know how I can express this. But to my joy, you know, I talked in the video about Chaldea and the fact that the Chaldeans, the region of Chaldea, is modern-day Iraq, roughly. You know, very roughly. But, you know, because Mosul and so forth. In my journeys today, did various things. Got a haircut, finally. Did various things in the process. I met a woman from Iraq. The interaction was short, a couple minutes. You know, there were so many things I would want to ask, so much I wanted to talk about. But I felt limited. I felt I had to keep quiet. I think the door was open, but I was overwhelmed. But I talked with a woman from Iraq. And the one question that I really wish I would have asked is, where in Iraq? She was wearing a headscarf, a colorful one. So was she just simply, because that is part of the culture, irrespective of religion, that is part of the culture. She's only been here a little while, because her accent was thick, her English wasn't very good. Um, I don't know if I was talking with, you know, she could have been Kurdish. She could have been Muslim. She could have been Christian. She could have been none of the above. She could have been one of the Yazidis, which I've done a video on. I have no idea. She was clearly not, if she is Muslim, she's clearly not a Wahhabist, because she shook my hand. But I can't emphasize how much that after putting online this week two videos, oh, one was an old one and one is a new one, including, you know, I did the one about is Manning the next McCorvey, which was 2 weeks ago and whatnot, also discussing Iraq. And I felt the Lord smile upon me today. I can't emphasize how much that meant to me. I wanted you to know that. You probably won't know it, but I wanted you to know it. It was a wonderful blessing. Today, I felt the Lord's love. Dorothy Jane, I love you.